Tribal girls with football shoes is an uncommon sight in the villages of India. These girls in Jharkhand, though, go one step further. Meet the girls from an area considered one of the world's epicenters of child marriages and human trafficking. Girls who dared to dream, one, of getting a passport and traveling to Spain to play a football tournament. The hard life they have led has hardened them up for the apathy of bureaucrats that was to come.
Birth certificate banane ke liye gaye to wahan pe hum log ko bahut pareshani hua aur mere doston sabko bhi wahan pe jhadu pocha lagwaye phir paisa bhi mange aur mare bhi itna zor se mare the ki gal pura lal ho gaya tha. Application likhte the to bolta tha ki galat hai application, to hum log bolte the sabse check up karwate the to check karwate the to sahi tha.
It was only thanks to an American man that the girls could live their dream. Franz Gassler, a Harvard graduate who left his plush job as a lawyer to set up an NGO called Yuva to help the girls in India through the medium of sport, took it upon himself to knock on the doors of the External Affairs Ministry to make the impossible in India possible. Most 11-year-old girls would start their day in school. The likes of Renu, though, begin by cleaning her house.
दो बकरी है उसका चारा सब लाती हूँ खिलाती हूँ फिर उसके बाद फुटबॉल खेलने जाती हूँ.
The hardships of life and virtually no facilities at all did not, however, deter these girls from their passion for the beautiful game.
भैया जब काम करते हैं उसी में हम लोग पढ़ते हैं और फिर उसी से खाते हैं, इसलिए हम लोग को बहुत दिक्कत होता है पैसा का. जो बाहर से फ्रांस सर आए हैं और रोज हम लोग को पढ़ा रहे हैं और फ्रांस सर हम लोग का कोचिंग करवा रहे हैं. बहुत लोग बाहर से हम लोग को पढ़ाने आते हैं.
इट्स द सेम फॉर मोस्ट ऑफ द गर्ल्स फ्रॉम दिस विलेज 40 किलोमीटर्स फ्रॉम रांची. थैंकफुली the villages shared their conservative stance on girls and came together to help the girls live their dream. Never before had you seen such happy faces as they arrived in Spain, aware that they were not on holiday but representing their country.
Tirange ko lehrana hai,
tirange ko lehrana hai,
jeet ke dikhana hai.
The 18-member Yuva team managed to do the unthinkable in the Gasties Cup, one of the world's best testing grounds for teenage football. They finished third out of 10 Spanish teams. So what if it hurt a little? The presentation ceremony saw the girls getting ready the Indian way. Clearly, the memories of Spain have left an indelible mark on these Indian girls. One can only hope their remarkable story inspires a country to help its girls live their dreams. With Hariban Sharma in Ranchi, Gauri Datta Gupta, NDTV.
Hello and welcome. It seems, doesn't it, that the news is just filled with terrible, depressing negativity all the time. In fact, as Indians, we must wonder sometimes, is there anything to actually feel hopeful about? And yet today, we bring you a story that both moved us terribly, but also gave us hope. It is simultaneously a story of how elitist, how unfair, how cruel our society can be, but it is also a story of how if people, and sometimes children, decide to fight the odds, they can in fact become anything they dream of. The headlines have been grabbed in the recent weeks by the story of young girls, village girls really originally, from Jharkhand, who dreamt of playing football. They had to really fight the odds. Many of them come from very, very modest, impoverished, lower income backgrounds. They have to work at home, often contribute to the cleaning. Sometimes they've had to work in other people's homes to earn a living, even as their children who should only be in school. And yet they have battled almost everything to pursue their dream of football. They did very well recently, winning a major club championship in Spain. But what's really horrifying is that when these girls went to apply for a passport just to get their birth certificate, they were slapped and pushed around and in fact made to sweep the floor of a local administrative office. What do the stories of these girls tell us about ourselves as a society? And does it give reason to hope? What can we do to end, in a sense, the hierarchical nature of India? And listen to the stories of these girls. They've literally shattered all kinds of ceilings, all kinds of hurdles, jumping all kinds of hurdles to get to where they are today. Along with four of these girls, of course, today we also have very well-known athlete and now commentator Ashwini Nachappa. Aap mujhe ye bataiye, Renu, aap se shuru karti hoon, ki bahut mubarak aapko, aap jeet ke aaye.
Thank you.
लेकिन मुश्किल था, आप लोग जब पासपोर्ट लेने गए तो आपके साथ बदतमीजी भी की गई, क्या हुआ रेनू आप बताओ?
जब हम लोग गए थे सर्टिफिकेट बनवाने के लिए तो वहाँ के जो बनवाता है वो बोला कि पैसे देगी तब बना देंगे, और नहीं उसके बाद नहीं मानते थे तो वो बोला कि झाड़ू लगाओ, और मेरी दो फ्रेंड को मारा भी था.
आपकी फ्रेंड को मारा भी था? जिसको मारा था वो यहाँ है,
ये आई है और एक नई आई है.
लीलमुनी को मारा था?
यस.
लीलमुनी आपको मारा था?
यस.
क्या हुआ बताओ?
वो पैसा मांगा था, बोले कि पैसा नहीं है, हम लोग काम करने नहीं जाते हैं, पापा हमसे मांगते थे तो डांटते थे, उसके बाद देते थे पैसा. तो फिर बोले कि कल ला देंगे, तो बोला कि कल बना देंगे तुम लोग, तो हम फिर लेके गए पैसा, तो बोला कि झाड़ू करेगी तब, तो झाड़ू भी कर देने से तो नहीं बना देता था जल्दी. फिर
तो कौन बोला ये आपको कि आप झाड़ू कर दोगे तो आपको दे देंगे?
ग्राम सेवक जो बनाता था वही.
ग्राम सेवक आपको बोला कि झाड़ू करोगे तो आपको अपना पासपोर्ट मिलेगा, तो बर्थ सर्टिफिकेट मिलेगा? तो आपने फिर कोई जवाब दिया कि आपने फिर कहा कि चलो मैं मान ही लेती हूँ?
नहीं, हम लोग बोले कि आपका बेटी सब नहीं है, आपका बेटी को भी ऐसा ही करने से कैसा लगेगा आपको? तो वो बोले कि
अच्छा बोला, बहुत अच्छा बोला.
तो वो बोले कि ज्यादा मुंह लगाती है, तो हम लोग बोले कि आप ही पहले बोले ऐसा, इसीलिए ना बोल रहे हैं, जैसा आप बोले उसका जवाब दे रहे हैं, तो बोल रहे कि नहीं बना देंगे जा. तो हम लोग बोले कि वो लोग जाएंगे और वहाँ पर आपका शिकायत करवा देंगे, तो बोल रहे हैं कि जाओ जाके बोल देना, तो हम उसमें भी नहीं बना देंगे ऐसा बोल रहे थे. तो हम लोग बोले कि मत बना दीजिए, हम लोग जाके बोल देंगे तो उसका बाद कुछ होगा, उसका बाद हम लोग को मत बोलिएगा कहके. तो बोल रहे कि हमको 102 हम बना देंगे जल्दी. तो हम लोग
पर जब ऐसा बर्ताव किया उन्होंने, जी रेनू, जब आपके साथ ऐसा बर्ताव किया कि झाड़ू लगवाया, थप्पड़ भी मारे, तो कैसा लगा आपको?
हम लोग को उस टाइम बहुत बुरा लगा था, हम लोग कोच सोच गए थे बना देगा,
पर गुस्सा आया, रोना आया. आप तो बच्चियां हैं ना, गुस्सा आया, रोना आया, क्योंकि हम लोगों के साथ भी ऐसा हो, हम तो फिर भी अब बूढ़े ही हो गए एक तरह से, हम तो लड़ाई भी लड़ सकते हैं, लेकिन आप तो छोटी सी बच्ची हैं, तो लगा कि चलो इसकी बात मान ही लेते हैं.
नहीं, हम लोग शुरू में बोला कि हम लोग नहीं करेंगे, तो वो मारा, फिर बोला कि नहीं बना देंगे जाओ. तो फिर हम लोग फिर बोले ठीक है, हम लोग कर दे रहे,
हम लोग को बहुत
जरूरी था इसीलिए.
तो कुसुम, आप कह रही है कि बहुत जरूरी था, तो आपने सोचा बात मान ही लेते हैं लोगों की?
हाँ, हम लोग को उसमें लग रहा था कि अगर एक चीज की वजह से हम लोग उतना दूर नहीं जा सकते हैं, तो ये काम कर ही लेते हैं.
क्यों था इतना जरूरी इस टूर्नामेंट के लिए जाने के लिए, क्या क्या वैल्यू था ये आपके लिए?
हम लोग चाहते थे कि अभी हम लोग को कोई नहीं जानता है यहाँ से, अगर हम लोग झारखंड से बाहर जाएंगे तो हर कोई हम लोग को पहचानेगा, इसलिए हम लोग इस चीज में बहुत जोर लगाए हैं और ये चीज किए कि हम लोग को सब कोई जाने. इसलिए
तो इतना मन था जाने का कि कोई झाड़ू भी लगवा दे, कोई बदतमीजी भी करे, कोई थप्पड़ भी मारे, आपने सोचा बस मुझे जाना है?
हम लोग इतना मेहनत किए थे,
हम लोग वहाँ जाने के लिए बहुत मेहनत किए थे, कि हम लोग इतना मेहनत किए थे एक चीज के लिए कि पीछे छूटे, इसीलिए हम लोग.
और शिवानी वहाँ जाके जीत के आए?
हाँ.
तो ग्राम सेवक के मुंह में जाके नहीं मारा फिर कुछ?
नहीं नहीं मारे, वहाँ पहले ही रिपोर्ट लिखा गया था, इसीलिए नहीं, वो पहले सस्पेंड हो गया, इसीलिए कुछ नहीं किया.
अच्छा, ये बताओ कि फुटबॉल खेलने का सपना आपने कैसे देखा? आपके आपके माँ बाप क्या करते हैं?
मेरे पिताजी नहीं है, मेरी माँ काम करने जाते हैं और उसी से हम लोग का घर चलता है।
पिताजी नहीं है और माँ कहाँ काम करती है?
प्लास्टिक फैक्ट्री पे जाते हैं।
प्लास्टिक फैक्ट्री में। हाँ। और घर में कई बार खाना नहीं था, कपड़े नहीं थे, जूते नहीं थे?
नहीं, घर में कभी खाना नहीं होता था तो भूखे भी सो जाते थे और स्कूल भी भूखे जाते थे।
लेकिन फुटबॉल खेलना था।
हाँ। काम किसी तरह से हम लोग टाइम निकाल के जाते थे खेलने।
तो माँ ने क्या बोला? माँ बोली होगी भाई खाने के बारे में सोचो, स्कूल के बारे में सोचो, ये फुटबॉल कहाँ से शुरू हो गया?
नहीं, कभी नहीं बोले थे, बोलते थे कि खेलो और फिर पढ़ाई भी करो।
और आपकी आपके माँ बाप क्या करते हैं?
वो लोग खेती करते हैं। कभी कभी हम लोग के पास खाने के लिए नहीं आता था तो वो लोग किधर से इधर उधर से जमा करके फिर हम लोग को देते थे। हम लोग के घर में बिजली भी नहीं था तो फिर हम लोग, मेरी माँ सब बहुत मेहनत किए, गुजारा इधर उधर करके फिर हम लोग का बिजली भी लाए। फिर हम फ्रांसर आए थे तो दूसरे लड़कियों को सिखा रहे थे तो हम लोग उन लोगों को देखे सिखाते हुए तो बोले कि वो बाहर के, हम लोग भी उनसे मिले।
जो जो कोच है फ्रांसर,
फ्रांस तो हम लोग सोचे बाहर से हैं, हम लोग भी उनसे बात करेंगे तो बहुत अच्छा लगेगा। तो हम लोग भी उनसे मिल गए और बोले हम लोग भी खेलने आएंगे। हाँ, तो बोले ठीक है आ जा। तो हम लोग भी खेलने वहाँ शुरू कर दिए खेलने का। तो हम लोग सोचे कि वो बाहर का है, उनसे बात करेंगे, खेलेंगे तो हमें और आगे बढ़ने का मौका मिलेगा।
रेनू, आपके माँ बाप क्या करते हैं?
किसान।
किसान है और कमाई हो जाती है ठीक ठाक?
हाँ, सब्जी बेच के।
सब्जी बेच के कमाई होती है तो मुश्किल हुआ होगा जब? हाँ। गेम खेलना चाहे, पैसे भी कम होते पड़ते होंगे। और लिलमुनी, आप?
मेरे पापा कृषि करते हैं।
कृषि करते हैं?
यस।
खेत में काम करते हैं?
यस।
अश्विनी, जस्ट योर फर्स्ट थॉट्स एंड देन आई एम गोइंग टू गेट प्रसून जोशी आल्सो। इट्स माय रिस्पांस टू दिस इज कंफ्यूज्ड बिकॉज़ आई एडमायर दीस यंग, दे 12 11 आई मीन दे आर सो यंग and they're fighting the odds, and then you think of a system which has actually slapped them around, which has made them sweep the floors, which has treated them like dirt, not given them the recognition. This must be the story of so many Indians across this country who have dreams and yet are being crushed at every time.
And there'll be thousands and thousands of children going through this. If they hadn't won, come back winning,
yeah,
would we even talk about it today?
Yeah,
we would not be talking about it or even highlighting the issues. But these children have proved, I mean, we must commend the courage of these young, I mean, they're in sixth grade. I was just talking to them backstage. She is a topper in her class.
Amazing.
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 Academically, they're all doing well. They're all, I was just asking them, you know, they're all from sixth grade. I said, is this the sixth grade football team? And they were just having a laugh because she has six sisters. You know, I mean, there's a story for each one of them.
Yeah.
And it's... It's a bizarre thing that one hears of these children sweeping and swabbing to get a birth certificate.
Yeah.
That talks about the entire system. We talk about right to education. We can't even give them a birth certificate. Yeah. Children who are going to school.
We can't even give them a right to play.
Right to play.
Yeah.
So is it their job to get a birth certificate? Shouldn't they be guided?
Yeah.
So I asked them, why don't you even mention this to your principal? First of all, nobody believed that they would come back winning. I think nobody believed in them.
Yeah.
Who know what six-standard children, would they achieve and come? They haven't even seen Ranchi.
Have you Ranchi nahi gaye?
They were a few. They had
pura nahi ghuma.
Pura nahi ghuma. Bas flight pakadne ke liye aa gaye.
So I said at least
aaj pehli baar Ranchi gaye.
Nahi, pehli baar
aur gaye.
Par theek tarah se Ranchi nahi dekha.
So you know, from going from their village straight to Spain. I mean, what is the exposure these children have? Do you expect a sixth standard child to go and ask for, this is what I need to get a passport?
Yeah, it is actually a moment of shame as well. I don't know who should be ashamed, maybe all of us as people. Prasoon Joshi joining us now from Mumbai, really in a sense who's written the absolutely brilliant movie Bhag Milkha Bhag, a movie that I absolutely love. In many ways, the spirit, Prasoon, of what you wrote, very different story, the story of Milkha Singh, but the spirit of the story is the same, that you have absolutely nothing and nobody backing you. You have to make it on your own and you're just pursuing this dream in your head with almost nothing on your side. Where do you see the resonance, given that you worked on Milkha Singh's life, in the story of these young children? I will call them not even girls, but children here with me in the studio.
See, you know, let's change the scenario. If these girls were going for a science exhibition,
yeah,
and taking some invention they have done and together, suddenly we see the whole system supporting that. Because you know there is something in inherently in us which is not very sport friendly. Khelogay kudogay to banogay kharab. Now that psyche is deep down there, and all the officials and anyone, if you change it to education and something to do with education, and somebody is going at an international level, suddenly the support comes from all sides. So certain things, and look at the sport. I mean, we want while working on the film Bhaag Milkha Bhaag, when I was writing that film, one thing I realized is that people in our country want someone to win medals for them. Someone should run fast for them. Someone should throw become a sprinter for them. But they will not become that. They will not want their children to do it. The dichotomy of situation is such that even Milkha Singh Ji himself did not train his son to become an athlete. So there is something inherently, wrong there or not right. And I think that is economics of it.
When you hear Prasoon, when you hear...
dependable.
But Prasoon, when you hear that these girls were made to mop the floors for a birth certificate, what does that say to the class bias? I mean, Milkha, of course, was a product in a sense also of the partition years. But the fact is that he also came up from absolutely nothing.
Yes, absolutely. And this is quite unfortunate to hear that. I mean, good that we are talking about it today. If we talk about it, we realize that, what's happening out there. But, somewhere deep down, we need to question, is it only class bias? Or, because these people may not be still seeing something wrong in what they've done. It's almost become way of life for them.
I think that's very
And they were saying these people sitting in drawing rooms are making a big issue out of it. They should come here and see the way the life is. And sometimes we realize it at a very different level than them. I think there is a closer look required there. It's a more intricate problem than we think it is. From bottom or top down, we see it very differently and we see injustice there. But it is more interwoven than what we know it is.
I think that's very perceptive. And Ashwin, if you just want to come in briefly there on this point, that everybody wants somebody to win medals for them. Lekin apne bachche ko, they don't want to make an athlete. Ab yahan pe jo ladkiyan hain, wo kehti hain, bhai, humare maa-baap ne hame nahi roka. But if you ask a middle class home, even today it's not changed.
It hasn't changed.
How difficult was it for you to be a sportswoman?
Well, I am a product of a school game, and I am what I am because of my parents' support. But I have supported my own daughter in sport. But what happens is, because sports is not professional, it doesn't offer you a career. So no parent is willing to come forward to ask, support a child in sport. It's so difficult. I mean, you see, especially in cities, in urban India. But when you go down to rural,
it's a different
this
hunger.
This is a different hunger. Because that's where the hunger is, the drive is to come out of that situation. You would do anything to be noticed.
रेनू बड़े होके क्या बनना चाहते हैं?
मैं बड़े होकर पढ़ लिख कर कुछ करना चाहती हूँ, साथ में फुटबॉल भी खेलना चाहती हूँ, ताकि फुटबॉलर ना अगर नहीं बन सकते हैं तो पढ़कर कुछ.
पर पहला सपना फुटबॉलर?
हाँ.
आपका?
मेरा पहला सपना फुटबॉल खेल के आगे कुछ बनना चाहते हैं, फुटबॉलर.
But they also see it as a way of freedom. It is also freedom out of the lives that have confined them and restricted.
That's true. That's true. And I was just telling them also, never give up your education so that you can get educated, pursue sport, but also come back into the system to tell those people and in your own area that you can do so much. These children are role models actually in their own town.
Yeah.
And we should give them all the support that is required, not just from government, but from school. There needs to be a process.
But I think both you and Prasoon have made a very important point that A, had they not won, would we even be paying any attention to them? B, as Prasoon says, if they were going for a science exhibition, who would have paid them any attention? All right, we're going to hear from Praful Patel in this show. He's the head of the Football Federation. We're going to hear from Shahrukh Khan as well. But I'm going to take a couple of questions or comments if people have here. If you have any thoughts at all, raise your hand and we will bring the mic to you. Go ahead.
रेनु आप मुझे बताइए कि आपने खेला, आप पढ़ रहे हो, आपने जीता, आप कितना स्ट्रांग फील करते हो अब? शक्तिमान जैसा लगता है फील?
उतना मेहनत किए और उतना दूर गए, जीत के आए, हमको बहुत अच्छा लग रहा।
लेकिन अपने आप को ताकतवर आज महसूस करते हो? आज उस ग्राम पंचायत, वो जो ग्राम सेवक था, उसे डर लगेगा अगर आज आप दोबारा गए? ऐसे पूछते, अगर आज आप दोबारा गए कुछ पासपोर्ट या लेने और उसने दोबारा बोला कि पहले आप झाड़ू मारो, क्या बोलोगे आप उसको? बताओ।
बोलेंगे कि आपकी बेटी को पहले करवाए, उसके बाद हम लोग करेंगे।
बिल्कुल सही, बिल्कुल सही बोला। नाउ वी हैव हियर समबडी हु इज आल्सो बीन हेल्पिंग देम इन देयर विलेज, देयर लोकल कोच इज हियर विद अस, सोनू इज हियर। यू शेयर योर थॉट्स कि कितना मुश्किल रहा इनके परिवारों को मनाना, इनको किस तरह की डिफिकल्टीज रही हैं, व्हाट हैव बीन सम ऑफ देयर प्रॉब्लम्स?
आई हैव बीन नोन टू फ्रांस, द मेन गाय,
राइट
बिफोर यूवा केम इनटू एग्जिस्टेंस,
या व्हिच इज एन एनजीओ। टेल अस, टेल पीपल हियर अ लिटिल बिट अबाउट।
एग्जैक्टली, सो फ्रांस इज हियर सिंस लास्ट 7 इयर्स। ही वाज वर्किंग हियर इन दिल्ली एंड देन ही मेट फ्यू गर्ल्स। ही वाज टीचिंग इंग्लिश एज अ वॉलंटरी थिंग इन सम गवर्नमेंट स्कूल एंड देन फ्यू ऑफ द गर्ल्स वांटेड टू प्ले फुटबॉल and he has a background of ice hockey and judo and these kind of things because he's American and they're not that much into football.
Yeah.
And then okay, he said, okay, I'll help you train. So France got all the girls together and they started the team and everything was going nice. He called up for a competition kind of thing. He also invited the boys and the girls and he saw the number of girls were much more. He took the interest working with the girls rather than the boys, because even if you go to the smaller villages, the boys are getting everything. The parents are keen that they should go to proper school.
I want to hold you there. आप में से किसी के भाई हैं?
Yes.
तो अब जो जैसे सर कह रहे हैं कि ज्यादातर लड़कों को ही आगे बढ़ाया जाता है, लड़कियों को नहीं, आप में किसी फैमिली में ऐसा हुआ? शिवानी?
नहीं, मेरे फैमिली में नहीं हुआ।
भाई खेलते हैं फुटबॉल?
हाँ,
वो भी खेलते हैं।
हाँ, मेरे छोटे भैया खेलते हैं।
मेरे भैया खेलते थे, अब नहीं खेलते हैं।
पर कभी माँ बाप ने या गाँव वालों ने बोला कि ये लड़कियाँ फुटबॉल क्यों खेल रही हैं?
पहले बोलते थे, जब हम लोग शुरू किए थे उस समय, ये लोग ऐसे कपड़े पहनती है लड़का वाला और ऐसे खेलने जाती है।
तो लड़के वाला कपड़ा मतलब निकर पहनना पड़ता,
निकर, और जैसे तो हम लोग वो लोग का बात नहीं सुनते थे और अपना खेलने में लगते थे।
goes to show sports is not a way of life in our, it's not our culture, you know.
The girls have to explain why they're wearing shorts.
Yes.
I mean, these are the kind of battles that girls have that boys don't have.
And they'd be shocked to see young girls on the play field. I mean, you're supposed to wash vessels and be inside the room.
Yeah.
You know, they get lucky, they get an education. Otherwise, even that is not possible for so many young children.
Let's take a few more questions and then we'll go straight to Praful Patel. All right, the young boy here in the front row. Yes.
मैं खुद एक प्लेयर हूँ, मुझे पता है, मैं महसूस कर सकता हूँ, मैं हॉकी खेलता हूँ, मैं महसूस कर सकता हूँ ये सारी जो सब कुछ होता है। आई एम अ प्लेयर, मैंने सब फेस किया है। ये कॉन्फिडेंस, ये डेडिकेशन बहुत जरूरी है। ऑल द बेस्ट।
Thank you.
All right, let's take another question here.
Most of us today feel that this is at a very grassroots level in the villages, but I want to highlight that is very much rampant even in urban Delhi. For example, there might be sport quota trials for a football team in Delhi.
Yeah.
But there is no female counterpart for the same. And so even girls from Delhi today are battling it out to make a team.
Always so much tougher for girls to be taken seriously as sporting people.
Absolutely.
Ashwini, did you go through that? There's always an exception to the rule. And maybe your life is an exception to the rule. But do you feel that bias against women, that it's not as easy for girls to dream as it is for boys? I'm saying in terms of the response of the world or in terms of response of coaches, I think that's what that she was really referring to, that there's a sense of not taking women seriously.
Yes, there is, because there is no women representation. If you see federations, forget the grassroots.
And we're just going to Praful Patel, who's a man. But
how many women are representing in the federation? Though you have women football, you have women cricket. How popular is women cricket than the men cricket? What is the representation of women in these federations? I mean, there are phases that one needs to take responsibility on, whether it's a district level or whether it is the state level or whether it's a national level.
I think that's such a good question, but I want to ask these girls. यहाँ पे बातचीत चल रही है कि लड़कियों के लिए एक तरह से कोई खेल खेलने का सपना देखना मुश्किल रहता है, लड़कों के लिए फिर भी थोड़ा आसान रहता है. आप गेम्स देखते हैं, फुटबॉल देखते हैं?
Yes.
विमेन्स फुटबॉल देखते हैं कि मेन्स फुटबॉल देखते हैं?
दोनों.
हाँ, आप बताओ, दोनों? लिलमुनी?
Yes.
अच्छा कुसुम, मुझे ये बताओ कि कभी आपको लगा कि लड़की होने के नाते जो मेरे सपने हैं लड़कों से अलग होने पड़ेंगे, कि मैं लड़की हूं तो मैं वो सपने नहीं देख सकती जो मेरा भाई देख सकता है, ऐसा कभी लगा?
नहीं, मुझे ऐसा कभी नहीं लगा।
So young. स्कूल में लड़के भी हैं?
हाँ।
हाँ? जब आपने फुटबॉल खेलना शुरू किया तो तंग करते थे?
नहीं।
मजाक उड़ाते थे?
नहीं।
हाँ? तो हमारे स्कूल में बहुत ऐसा होता था कि जब लड़कियां खेलती थी लड़के हमेशा मजाक उड़ाते थे, ऐसा नहीं हुआ?
नहीं।
लेकिन जब पहली बारी शॉर्ट्स पहने आप लोगों ने, हाँ। तब मुश्किल हुआ?
हाँ, गांव वालों सब बोलते थे कि लड़का जैसा पहनती हो अच्छा नहीं लगता है।
फिर आपने क्या बोला?
हम बोलते हैं किसी का खा के नहीं जाते, अपना भी ताजा।
बहुत बढ़िया बोला। फिर क्या बोले? चुप हो गए?
चुप हो गए।
जब घर वाले कुछ नहीं बोलते हैं तो बाहर वाले से क्या मतलब?
और मेरे पिताजी हमेशा बोलते थे कि तुम खेलने जाओ।
इट इज एन इनर स्ट्रेंथ इन अ सेंस। नाउ प्रफुल पटेल इज द हेड ऑफ द फुटबॉल फेडरेशन, ऑल्सो मिनिस्टर इन द गवर्नमेंट। प्रफुल पटेल, द फैक्ट इज दिस इज अ स्टोरी दैट हैज ग्रैब्ड द हेडलाइंस एंड क्वेश्चंस हैव बीन आस्क्ड अबाउट व्हाई द फुटबॉल फेडरेशन कुड नॉट डू मोर। नाउ यू हैव सेड दैट दिस इज अ केस दैट वाज नॉट ब्रॉट टू द अटेंशन ऑफ द फुटबॉल फेडरेशन, बट हु शुड टेक रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी फॉर द फैक्ट दैट दीज आर गर्ल्स हु डिड सो वेल आउटसाइड बट दे वर नॉट सेंट off before being humiliated. They may have now found the confidence to fight that, but they were humiliated before they were sent off.
No, I agree with you that while we never knew anything about it because nobody even approached us, neither they are part of our federation, but notwithstanding, I have personally invited all these girls along with their coach to Delhi to come here. We'll felicitate them. Also, I have stated that the best of these girls who are capable of playing for the national team or for any other better event, we will give them coaching, we will put them in our academy. Okay. And we will give them in their respective age group an opportunity to play.
But Praful, what they've been through to get here is what I'm asking about.
Well, I agree with you and I feel equally pained and unhappy. But the fact is, this is something which is very local in Jharkhand, where somebody goes to the local panchayat or to the local authorities. I wish that they could have gone to the Jharkhand State Football Association. Maybe they would have even given a call to us and asked us for help. We would have been more than happy to accommodate it. But unfortunately, India is a large country. I know there are so many talented young boys and girls in our country who need to be recognized. But, I will say this very categorically, it's an irony that in a country as big as India, the focus and attention of everybody, the money, everything goes to cricket.
Yeah.
I wish that more people came forward. And I can tell you with anguish that running a federation as important as the All India Football Federation, we are also, having to go from pillar to post to make two ends meet. The fact is that, nobody is willing to finance any other sport except cricket. I mean, I'm not only talking of football. I can go on with many other sports. So I think, it's time that even the government, while we have a lot of money being spent on sports, we do not really give a focused approach to three or four important sports which can be played
and
by a larger number of people.
Yeah. Thanks, Praful Patel. Couldn't agree with you more, but the fact of the matter is that the sporting culture is entirely cricket-centric, Ashwini.
Absolutely true. But I think football as a game is looking up. Golf is looking up in India, especially after the number of medals that we won in the 2012 games. Sport is looking up. People are willing to invest. If there is a positive program in place, people are willing to invest. It only goes to show whether we have the governance in place, we have transparency in place, we have accountability in place. When these children are playing, we have started, the government has the Panchayat Raj scheme.
Yeah.
Paika scheme, which is supposed to be sport at every panchayat level.
Yeah.
Why hasn't it gone down to their panchayat?
So
we are talking and making plans on top, but the ground reality is so different.
So it's a kind of top-down remove from the reality. Let's take a few more voices from the audience. Are there young girls here who also wanted to play a sport, played a sport and found that it was difficult to anyone here?
Back when I was in 10th standard, I got selected for the Delhi national camp of basketball.
Okay.
And two other friends of mine, they were guys and they too got selected. But they were allowed by the school to go for the camp, but I wasn't, because they said that, you're the only girl who got selected. They said that being a girl, you should, just focus more on your grades and do something that girls usually do and not something that guys aspire to do.
What did you say to them?
Well, I think that I was not as strong as them, so I just left it at that.
And these are stories that so many young women have. Let's take and next time somebody says that, you fight back.
Yes, I
will. Okay, let's take some more questions here.
क्या आप लोगों को लगता है कि अब आपके गांव में लोगों की सोच बदलेगी या फिर टाइम के साथ फिर से वो लोग यही करेंगे, स्पोर्ट्स को बढ़ावा नहीं देंगे?
आप बताओ शिवानी.
ऐसे तो नहीं पता, पर शायद बदलेंगे.
अब आप जीत किया है तो वो जो गांव वाले थे जिन्होंने कहा कि लड़के का कपड़ा क्यों पहनते हो, जब जीत किया है तो क्या बोले? वो
बोले अच्छा. कुछ नहीं, उसके बाद कुछ नहीं बोले हमको.
Let's take the next question, the girl in the yellow t-shirt.
मुझे बस यही पूछना है, जब आपका ऐसा एक्सपीरियंस रहा तो उस चीज ने आपको डिमोरलाइज किया, आपको बुरा लगा खेलते वक्त, या फिर उस चीज ने आपको और स्ट्रेंथ दिया एंड यू केम बैक विद द बैंग?
ये बहुत एक अच्छा सवाल है, आप में से बताइए कौन जवाब देना चाहेगा. कि जब आपको बदतमीजी हुई आपके साथ और आपके साथ बुरा व्यवहार हुआ, तो ये भी हो सकता है जैसे हम देखते हैं कि भाई गेम पे असर पड़ जाता है. दूसरा रिस्पांस होता है कि नहीं, अब तो हम इनको जीत के ही दिखाएंगे.
हाँ, वो जब बदतमीजी हुई तो हम लोग और स्ट्रेंथ हो गए और बोले कि ये लोग ऐसा कर रहे हैं तो हम लोग जरूर जीत के आएंगे और ये लोग को उसके मुंह पे थप्पड़ मारेंगे हम लोग.
who was the best player just asked them backstage, and very interestingly they all said, no, we worked as a team and all of us play so well, so that's why we won.
That's so interesting. कोई एक खिलाड़ी तो बेटर होगा नहीं?
शिवानी
बेस्ट है. हाँ शिवानी, ये देखिए, लुक एट द गर्ल्स इन देयर साड़ीज. ये जो साड़ी पहन के आप लोगों ने सेलिब्रेट किया था, ये कब की बात है?
ये हम लोग डोनोस्टी कप खेले तो उसमें हम लोग को सारे टीमों को वहाँ बुलाए थे, वहाँ पार्टी था तो उसमें हम लोग साड़ी
पार्टी पे गए. हाँ. साड़ी पहन के
सारे लोग हम लोग को सबसे सुंदर बता रहे थे.
वो तो आप है ही. लेट्स टेक सम मोर क्वेश्चंस हियर. द गर्ल इन द रेड टी-शर्ट हियर.
सो बेसिकली माय क्वेश्चन इज दैट व्हाई इट सैडन्स मी दैट व्हाई इज इट दैट it took so much of media coverage for the federation to change its stand from they are not a part of our federation and we are not accountable to we will felicitate them.
Yeah.
The fact that there is somebody recognizing this talent, the federation should automatically want to help them and acknowledge and felicitate them.
आपसे पूछना चाहूंगी कि जो फेडरेशन के हेड है उन्होंने बोला कि हमें पता ही नहीं लगा कि ऐसा हादसा हुआ, तो झारखंड में जो कोई लोकल फुटबॉल के अफसर थे आप उनके पास क्यों नहीं गए? कभी सोचा आपने कि जब आपके साथ बदतमीजी हुई तो इसके जाके किसी को हम कंप्लेन करें? शिवानी
नहीं, सर को बताया तो फिर कैमरा वालों को बुलाया
और बताया. हाँ, सोनू, यू वांट टू कम इन देयर
बिफोर आंसरिंग टू दिस क्वेश्चन?
आई
वुड लाइक टू आंसर द क्वेश्चन दैट यू आस्क्ड ना, व्हाट द स्टेट ऑफ व्हाट द मेंटल स्टेट ऑफ पीपल विलेजर्स आफ्टर वी हैव कम विनिंग द टूर्नामेंट. क्योंकि फ्यू डेज बैक वी वर देयर इन द विलेज, द प्लेस वेयर दे प्ले it was empty, vacant, right?
Yeah.
They have got plenty of space to play, and that evening itself, because Sunday we don't play in the evening, the owner came and dug it up. We don't know why.
जहाँ खेलते हैं वो जगह हटा दी.
हटा दी in the sense he wants to plow it now.
अच्छा.
So it's another issue.
तो आप कह रहे हैं कि खेलने की जगह नहीं है?
We've got less space now. So it's not like people are appreciating that we've come and we've won an award. They might be thinking that, okay, now it's become big and plenty of media hype, people are coming in forward to support. So they might be thinking, okay, we can get some money or something like that. So it's very
selfish,
tough for us.
It's a selfish interest.
See, unless the media exposes it, nothing comes out.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have even been recognized. The positive thing is that though they have gone through such humiliation, they have the courage to withstand it.
Yeah.
You need a change.
Cultural change.
Yeah. It cannot happen overnight. And I think incidents like this, unfortunately, will bring about some hope. Because they are truly the change agents.
Absolutely. Let's take a few more questions. We start by the girl here in the red t-shirt. Yes.
जैसे आपका एक्सपीरियंस, आपको फुटबॉल बहुत पसंद आया, अब आगे बाकी जितने लोग फुटबॉल चाहते हैं जो खेलें, आप उनके लिए क्या चाहते हैं करना?
हम लोग अब आगे खेल के कुछ गांव सब गांव वालों को कुछ नाम का करना चाहते हैं,
गांव का नाम रोशन करना चाहते हैं. आप बताओ शिवानी, फुटबॉल के लिए आगे क्या करना चाहते हैं?
जो हम लोग को बोलते थे कि तुम लोग लड़का जैसा पहन के खेलती है, उसको दिखाएंगे कि हम लोग भी खेल के आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं।
Alright, let's take a question here. The girl in the brown scarf in the front row, yes.
Everybody was talking about the gender bias problem, such a huge problem, which I think is integrally like intertwined, interwoven into Indian culture. How does one go about
changing that? Ashwini, do you want to take that? That when the gender bias is so entrenched, and not everybody has the benefit of families who will set them free. You and me may have had that experience.
That's why I said
most girls don't. The young girl there couldn't go for a basketball tournament.
Even when my daughter, she was a national badminton player. So when she got into the 10th grade, she was asked to concentrate more on academics and less on sport. Because you're spending 5 hours to be in a national team, you've got to spend 5-6 hours. I used to play. But in our days, it was different. Sport was a vehicle for the school to be shown.
Yeah.
You know, we took great pride in representing our schools. Today, it's, if an athlete is running, the athlete itself is a spectator and the participant. Because the academics has taken over everything.
Yeah. So everyone's being pushed less into sports and more into getting those marks.
But see what sports... I just asked them because NDTV does sports, marks for sports. I asked them, did you get 5 marks each for, coming back with a medal? They weren't even aware of it. They said, no, nobody will give us.
School wale kya bole? Jab school miss karna pada, tab kya hua?
हम लोग का स्कूल वाले बोले कि ठीक है तू लोग जा रही उतना दूर तो स्कूल से हम लोग को छुट्टी मिल गया तो हम लोग फिर वापस आए तो हम लोग के स्कूल वाले भी बहुत खुश हुए तो वे लोग जो हम लोग के स्कूल के हेड थे उनसे बात किए और वो लोग हम लोग को स्कॉलरशिप
अच्छा ये बताओ अभी पढ़ाई जारी रख रहे हैं और फुटबॉल इतना खेलते हैं तो पढ़ने लिखने का टाइम कैसे मिलता है
निकालते हैं हम लोग
खेल कर जाते हैं और पढ़ाई
अच्छा एक दिन में कितना घंटा फुटबॉल और कितना घंटा पढ़ाई
2 घंटा खेलते हैं शाम में और फिर जाके पढ़ाई करते हैं
सो दिस इज व्हाट स्पोर्ट्स टीचर्स एवरी चाइल्ड हाउ टू मैनेज टाइम यू नो यू गेट इनटू डिसिप्लिन यू द फेलोशिप आई मीन दिस इज व्हाट वी नीड टू अलाउ आवर चिल्ड्रन टू एक्सपीरियंस वी आर Actually,
we are restricting them and having them in. All right, a couple more questions.
You know, it was so normal for that official to ask them to do this. I mean, to sweep the floor and to even slap them for a birth certificate. So then, should we not look at it from that angle that what kind of people are being given this amount of power to, control things like who gets a birth certificate and how somebody gets a birth certificate? And
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely entrenched, brute display of power. Let's take a question from the girl here in the front row.
I just wanted to know the reactions of their parents on knowing that the coach is a male and how they overcame language barriers. Or how did he train them?
Okay.
How did they do it?
Interesting question. यहाँ पे सवाल पूछा जा रहा है कि जब आपके माँबाप या families को पता लगा कि आपके coach एक आदमी है, तो वो क्या डर गए कि भाई आदमी के साथ नहीं जाना? और दूसरा सवाल कि वो जो आप भाषा का जो एक फर्क था वो आपने कैसे क्रॉस किया क्योंकि वो तो इंग्लिश बोलते हैं
नहीं एक मैम रहते थे वही हम लोग हिंदी बोलते थे उसको इंग्लिश से बताते थे
ट्रांसलेटर था
फिर हम लोग उनको हिंदी भी सिखा दिया और वो अभी हिंदी भी बोलते हैं
तो
और वो हम लोग को इंग्लिश सिखा रहे हैं
वो आपको इंग्लिश सिखा रहे हैं और आप उनको हिंदी सिखा रहे हैं ऑलराइट लेट्स ए क्वेश्चन हियर
सवाल है आप लोग से कि अभी तक आपने इतना बड़ा टूर्नामेंट आपने जीत लिया है आगे क्या लगता है झारखंड जैसे शहर में आपको किस तरीके की और परेशानियों का शायद आपको सामना करना पड़ेगा क्योंकि गवर्नमेंट ने आपको अभी तक उस तरीके का शायद कोई मौका दे ही दिया था आगे क्या लगता है कि क्या सरकार आपको ऐसा कोई मौका देगी
कुसुम
शायद हम लोग को लगता है उन लोगों को हम लोग का बात पता चल गया तो उन लोग हम लोग का मदद करने के लिए आगे बढ़े हैं
आप होपफुल हैं
हाँ लेकिन अभी हम लोग के पास कुछ नहीं है हम लोग के पास जहाँ हम लोग खेलते थे वहाँ अभी हल चला दिए तो अभी उसमें हम लोग नहीं खेलते उसे उसके बगल में छोटा जगह है तो उसमें हम लोग को खेलने के लिए जगह नहीं है हम लोग ज्यादा प्लेयर हो गए और जगह कम हो गया तो उसमें हम लोग को खेलने
कितना प्लेयर्स हैं आप लोग
अभी हम लोग 2 जगह खेलते हैं तो हम लोग अभी 1 जगह में 70 होते हैं तो बच्चे भी खेलते हैं हम लोग भी तो उसमें हम लोग को नहीं मिलता है जगह
तो जगह चाहिए खेलने के लिए जगह चाहिए
उबर खाबड़ भी है
उबर खाबड़ भी है अच्छा ये बताओ मुझे कि इन टर्म्स ऑफ यूनिफॉर्म या जूते या जिस तरह का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर ये है आप लोगों के पास सर
फ्रांस सर देते हैं
सरकार की तरफ से कोई मदद
अभी नहीं हुआ पर
अनाउंस किया है कि मिलेगा और अब क्या माँ बाप को जब पहला जूता आपको मिला फुटबॉल का याद है वो दिन
हाँ
बताओ मुझे उस दिन के बारे में शिवारी तुम बताओ पहले जूतों के साथ खेलते थे कि आपने भाग मिल्खा भाग देखी है पिक्चर? हाँ, तो उसमें पहले जूते के बिना भागते थे मिल्खा सिंह। आप फुटबॉल पहले जूते के बिना खेलते
नहीं थी? हम लोग स्टार्ट किए थे ठंडा मौसम में, तो हम लोग का पैर बहुत ठीठ हो जाता है, तो हम लोग कभी कभी आग भी जला के वहाँ पे सेकते थे। फिर हम लोग एक दो साल खेले, उसके बाद हम लोग को जूता दिए। फिर
तो एक दो साल प्रॉपर जूते के बिना खेले?
हाँ, खाली पैर खेलते थे
बिना जूते के, बेयर फुट, मतलब कोई जूता नहीं?
नहीं।
तो चोट नहीं आती थी?
नहीं, पहले आदत हो गया था ना इसीलिए।
तो बिना जूते के खेलते थे?
I'm not surprised. I also ran bare feet. I couldn't afford the spikes. I couldn't afford a tracksuit. So I've also come up in the same manner. But I think, you know, it's not about shoes. It's about dreams.
Yeah, it is.
It is about dreams and
and the power of that dream to take you beyond.
Take you beyond that. And I think all these are small things when you are looking at the larger picture.
But you know, I think of us and I wonder whether how many of us would have the grit to think of these as small things. I have time for just two more questions, all right? You want to say something, Sonu? Yeah, okay.
I just want to bring you to notice that Shivani has already played for the Indian national team, right? For the girls team.
Under
she
13. Has?
Yeah, so I just wanted if she could share some experience and why we have this not so good relation with AFF and the local federations, because they're not coming forward. At least what we expect now, what I tried to convince
is help from the federation.
Yeah, what I tried to convince France, because I've been getting these calls from AFF,
yeah,
few of the people, and then I told that it might be good.
Yeah. So, see, Shivani, what Praful Patel just said, yeah, we are, yeah, not even aware.
Yeah,
they have actually approached the federation.
Yeah, no, he said we weren't aware when that incident happened.
That matter is gone. We don't want to focus much on that.
Now, and looking ahead, what,
yeah,
do you need?
Looking ahead, we, matlab, I personally think that AFF and these bodies should come forward and recognize bodies, matlab, programs like ours, to matlab, those who are working for the grassroots and the youth level, yeah, rather than focusing for the seniors. And you can, I think Shivani can share her experience, what was like.
Aap national team under 13 ke liye khele?
Haan.
Bahut badi baat hai. Aap apna bataiye, kaisa tajurba raha?
वहाँ पे मैम सब हम लोग को अच्छा नहीं बोलते थे और थोड़ा सा गलती होता था तो डांटते थे। हाँ, और कोई गलती करते थे उसमें वो सबको डांट नहीं मिलता था, हमेशा वो सबको अच्छा बोलते थे और हम लोग को हमेशा डांटते थे।
क्यों, ऐसा क्यों
पता नहीं, पर वो हम लोग डांटते थे। और हम लोग को जब श्रीलंका से वापस हुए उस टाइम सब यानी सबका कोच को पता चल गया कि किस टाइम पे आने वाली है और किस दिन आने वाली है, और हम फ्रांस सर को पता नहीं चलने दिया।
तो आपको मतलब अच्छे तरह बर्ताव नहीं हुआ आपको लगता
है?
ओके, टाइम फॉर जस्ट वन मोर क्वेश्चन। द गर्ल हियर द येलो शर्ट, या
दीस गर्ल्स हैड जस्ट देयर ड्रीम्स टू कैरी देम फॉरवर्ड, ओके, सो शुडन्ट देयर बी अ बैकग्राउंड चेक ऑन द लोकल bureaucrats so that who might have crushed down their aspirations and their dreams? Okay, so how can such huge amount of power be rested in hands of people who really aren't interested in, you know, pushing their talent forward?
And it's a great point. Okay, one last question, the girl here in the blue t-shirt. Yes.
I want to just say something, that even in today's day and time, like, a lot has changed in and around our world, but one thing that completely hasn't changed is the mindset of the people,
yeah,
which we live in. So
the mindset is a battle. Have you had a question yet?
I want to say something.
Okay, say it.
The village they belong to is almost an epic center for child marriages and human trafficking.
Yeah.
But we listen to them and they say that their parents have backed them up. So the entire thing about mindsets changing, it has changed in a place like Hutup.
Yeah.
So I think this has to be an infrastructure to bring that up, to bring the encourage the change,
to create an alternative,
yes,
to the usual,
absolutely,
stories of girls being,
yes,
married off before they're even
15.
Adults. Yeah, I think that's a great point. Now, acha mujhe ye batao ki aap log Shahrukh Khan ko jante?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jante?
I think that he'll,
yes,
be here.
Well, unfortunately, he sent a message for you. Aap logon ke liye ek sandesha bheja hai unhone. To aapne unki picture dekhi hai?
Yes.
Well, Shahrukh Khan is sent a message for the girls, and of course we asked him whether when you think of Chakte, is it art imitating life or life imitating art when you look at the stories of these girls, and this is what Shahrukh said.
You know, absolutely. I think it works both ways. Art imitates life and life imitates art, and I think this is a huge case in point. Whenever we make a film, however realistic or unrealistic it is, it does talk about hope and dreams being fulfilled. I'm a believer of that. As a filmmaker, as an actor, or any part of media that I participate. And when something like this has happened, we make a film about it, or hope that this leads to something like this happening, which is very seldom. because life is harsh. So to me, when I hear a story of these wonderful young Ranchi girls who've gone to Spain and got the bronze medal in the football championship, it is extremely heartening. And having done nothing for it, I somehow feel happily responsible. And I feel as a moment of pride, because not because any of us has done anything for this. There are some wonderful people who are working for this, I know. But just the fact that I could be called for a show where they won a championship and ask me, does it in some way relate to you? So I'm extremely happy and thrilled, and I hope there are more cases like this, because I also do believe sports is something which is a huge equalizer, and it brings in equality because it has a team spirit. And whenever you achieve something in sports, sometimes the less privileged or a lot of the material things that we don't have in this life do not seem as important as the victory itself.
It is a great equalizer. So you do see this as a story of Shahrukh, of hope and not of injustice, because there has been a journey of injustice to get to this point of hope.
See, I see the good things in life, and I do believe good things in life come out of sometimes cynicism, anger and injustice. So having faced the kind of problems and issues that you're talking on your program, Barkha, it's very sad to hear it. It's extremely depressing, and one hopes it doesn't happen in the future. But bad things happen. They do happen. But the fact that these girls did not give up hope, they did not give up their will to, go and do well and, win a bronze medal, be in that championship despite all the odds. I get to hear that they didn't have shoes. I've gotten to understand that there were some issues related and demeanor of people when they went to get their passports, etc. I think all that set aside, let's look at the bright side. I look at the bright side. Let's look at the side that in face of all adversity, these kids have gone and, competed in a championship and won a bronze medal.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I look at it as a story of hope, and I hope it can be emulated by many others.
Absolutely. I think that's well said. Shahrukh Khan kehti ki chalo kathinaiyan hui, mushkile hui, lekin jo story ka end tha wo khush, matlab happy ending thi.
हम लोग चाहते हैं जो हम लोग के साथ प्रॉब्लम हुआ, जो हम लोग के साथ हुआ वो अगले के साथ ना हो, इसलिए हम लोग वो लोग को मैसेज देना चाहते हैं कि वो इस तरह का बर्ताव और किसी के साथ ना करे, कि वो हम लोग के साथ किए वो अगले के साथ ना करे, वो उनका मदद करे लेकिन उनके साथ गलत व्यवहार ना करे.
Well, I think that says everything. Don't do to anybody else what you did to us. But remember that these are really uncrushable spirits. I think that's what it is. I don't know how many of us would have the gumption and the perseverance. We complain about so many little things in life. Just imagine if you had a dream but you didn't even have a pair of shoes to go out and pursue your dream. And so many people here, Ashwini shared her story. And these girls really in many ways are heroic for even having battled what they have to get to this point. So yes, we would agree with Shahrukh. This is a story of hope, but that does not mean that those who try to crush them should be let off. There should be some accountability in the system. There might be so many more girls. We're only hearing from four of them today. And so here's to girl power as we end this program today. Let's have a big round of applause for these girls.